Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Well, in the first half, we do a spectacular Jeffrey Toobin runs into old friends at the airport reenactment, and we got news coming up as well. First, I'll tell you about LifeLock. Hotels are advertising daytime reservations for people seeking quiet, distraction-free places to work, but hackers can exploit lax hotel Wi-Fi security to steal your personal data. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives every day. Every day, you put your info out there and you put it at risk on the internet. You can miss certain threats by just monitoring your credit. Good thing there's LifeLock. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information, they will send you an alert. Protect yourself with LifeLock, right, Dawson?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all. Businesses LifeLock and see threats you might miss on your own. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using promo code Adam. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com. Use promo code Adam for 25% off. From Corolla One Studios in Glendale, California, this is the Adam Carolla Show. Adam's guest today, the author of Talking to Goats, legendary sportscaster Jim Gray. With Gina Grad on news and Bald Brian on sound effects, and now, President Direct, Adam Carolla.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. The choice for the get on mandate, you get it on now. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for sharing. The ratings went up last week, so I appreciate you guys turning people on to the show. Good day, Gina Grad.
Good day to you.
Handball, Brian.
Have a great Friday, you motherfucker.
So I woke up this morning and I turned on the computer and I saw that Jeffrey Toobin was trending. And I was looking at the bylines and the headlines, and I had a couple thoughts. So he got fired for. Well, let's do the article first, and then we'll go back. I have a reenactment for you guys. I have some interesting analysis for you guys, and possibly a joke. But you got the article there, Max Zapata, or is Dawson going to read it?
Yeah, this is from the Associated Press.
The New Yorker has fired longtime staff writer Jeffrey Toobin after he reportedly exposed himself during a Zoom conference last month. He had already been on suspension and is also on leave from CNN, where he is chief legal analyst. Quote, "I was fired today by New Yorker after 27 years as a staff writer. I will always love the magazine, will miss my colleagues, and will look forward to reading their work," he tweeted on Wednesday. In a company memo, Condé Nast chief people officer Stan Duncan wrote that its investigation regarding Jeffrey Toobin is complete, and as a result, he is no longer affiliated with our company. I want to assure everyone that we take workplace...
All right, everyone takes everything seriously. Yes. You know, I have a zero tolerance for guys beating off on Zoom. That's my policy. But the thing that was funny, I was hearkening back. So what was on my screen when I woke up this morning, or I was looking on Twitter, it said, for masturbating. And we were talking about it, and Gina was saying, exposed. And I was saying, I think it was masturbating. And then we got in this, well, I heard exposed, or that's what they said. And then I started realizing, well, if he was masturbating, which is much different than exposed on a Zoom call. Like, I would imagine if you exposed yourself, that wouldn't be grounds for dismissal necessarily. It would depend on what the situation was. If you're in your bathrobe and your bathrobe came open or whatever it was, or maybe you just had your shirt on and you didn't think the thing was tilted down low enough to see your groin. But masturbation, that's probably, that's a little bit of a different animal. And so I was thinking, well, why is it that I kept hearing exposed and from some outlets and then masturbation from others? But a couple things. Mark Garagos said, we should talk about this unreasonable doubt. And I wrote him back about Jeffrey Tube, and I said, once you get caught beating off on Zoom, you got to just start going by Jeff. That's not a Jeffrey type move. That's a Jeff.
Jeffrey activity.
You know, that's so Jeff.
That's a Jeff move. Like, you, as a matter of fact, your name, we should be able to downgrade you. Like, Charles Manson should have never been called Charles.
It's too, Chuck. He's Chaz at best.
At best. And Tubin, I know you go by... I know you go by Jeffrey, but we should have 18 months of just being able to call you Jeff, because I feel...
We're just Tubin, which is pretty phallic.
So I was looking at... I said, well, why are all these different? So I will give you the... I'll give you the headlines on the right-leaning news outlets, like Fox News says CNN's Jeffrey Tubin fired by New Yorker magazine following Zoom call masturbation incident. So that's Fox. New York Post, which is on the right. The New Yorker fires Jeffrey Tubin after probe into Zoom masturbation scandal. Mm-hmm. So we got two of those cooking for ourselves. The let's see. I'm looking for another one here that fits. We have one. The Daily Mail. Jeffrey Tubin is fired from the New Yorker, Republican, right? Daily Mail, right-leaning, is fired from the New Yorker weeks after being caught masturbating on Zoom call. But then if you go to the other side of the aisle...
What does HuffPo have to say? He was wrongly accused?
After an introspective moment, a man is fired from job.
Jeffrey Tubin fired for trying to fix the wing of a butterfly.
afraid of pants.
New York Times says Jeffrey Tubin fired by New Yorker. CNN says Jeffrey Tubin fired from New Yorker after exposing himself on a Zoom call. CBS says same thing, exposure incident. So all the folks... Washington Post, left-leaning, says Jeffrey Tubin fired by a New Yorker magazine after indecent exposure investigation. Well, they put indecent in there at least. So this is the thing with news now. So if you get your news from CNN or the New York Times or USA Today didn't say anything about masturbation or LA Times, if you just get your news from them, then you'll be confused. At least in this incident, because it's just exposure versus checking the alternative stuff, which would then let you know that he was masturbating on this Zoom call. But I thought it's a very interesting. It sounds like a weird place to make an example, but this is the example of where we're living right now. It's masturbation versus exposed, right? If it's on the left, it's exposed. If it's on the right, it's masturbation. It's the same story. We're getting a slightly, you know, what you would do if you liked him versus what you would do if you didn't like him. Although in this case, the folks who don't like him are more accurate because he was masturbating on a Zoom call. But I thought we could do a reenactment.
Who gets to be Tubin?
I get to
on the
be
Zoom call.
I do.
Oh.
I get to be Tubin.
Is the boss, Gina.
That's right.
you two are a Mormon couple.
Okay.
And sure. We're contemporaries. We're the same age. And you're an old family friend of the Tubins. And it's not like we hang out, but, you know, back in the day, you're family friends. And I, Jeffrey Tubin, am I'm going to an airport. I'm at the airport, and I'm catching a flight to Alaska to just kind of chill my heels for. And by the way, have some room to spread out my thighs a little, you know, get back to my first love with, you know.
Do what you're best at.
I like Alaska because it's dark 24 hours a day there, which is great. They don't talk, you know, they talk about salmon and they talk about Kodiak bears, but they don't talk about beat off travel. You know what I mean? Like tourism, that beat off tourism. You know what I mean? Oh, sure. You hear about all the highfalutin sex tourism, like going to the Netherlands or going to Thailand or something like that. But what about the guy who loves beating off and also wants to travel?
He's talking to his beat-off buddies. I'm going to the North Pole. Oh, you lucky dog.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to watch that Al Pacino movie to figure out exactly what month it is.
Insomnia.
So you go there, you get 24 hours of darkness, and the beat-off production is through the roof. You know what I mean? Because when that sun is just streaming through that paper-thin shade in the morning. And
how are you supposed to get anything done?
Yeah.
You roll over, you see the picture of your son on the nightstand. I don't know why you have to travel with it, but it's there. All right.
No good.
So I'm going to Alaska where it's dark and I can get some beat-off time in. Also, I want to get out of the public eye. You guys... We're just fostering some mission stuff over in Mozambique, you know.
Sure. Oh, sure,
and you're in a village. You didn't have electricity. You didn't know what
internet.
You couldn't travel because of the COVID thing. You've been trapped there for 9 months. You haven't heard anything about this story. Right. And as it turns out, we just we meet each other and then we run into each other in the airport. I think you guys are going to have to see me because I'm probably wearing a ball cap and trying to.
You're probably not hailing old friends.
Right. Hey! Right. All right. So here we go. I'm walking through the airport.
Right, we're walking from our flight. Oh, it's a long flight from Mozambique. I can't believe they fly direct.
Carl, is that Jeffrey?
Oh, it's Jeffrey.
No, it's Jeffrey from the picnics.
Oh, man. He's doing so well for himself. Let's ask him.
What a gift we were given to see him, the first person back from Mozambique. Excuse me, is Jeffrey?
Yeah. I mean, no.
Bernadette
and Carl. Yeah.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
How are you, buddy?
Come saw.
Boy, I tell you, if we well, just the guy to run into. We have been unplugged for months in a village in, of all places, can you believe it? Mozambique. I don't know what's going on, and we run into the news guy.
Oh, yeah. You are a sight for sore eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, I got to tell you, I'm a little bit down these days. I don't want to lay too much on you.
Coronavirus got you down?
Yeah, we've heard about that.
I can only imagine what it's like.
You know, I had a little dust up at work, and we kind of decided to part ways. And
editorial kind of thing. You wanted to, you know, say speak your mind on the president or something, and they kind of wouldn't let you.
Whose name goes in the byline?
Exactly.
Well, no, I've always had editorial freedom over there, but. No, it wasn't really.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a great job.
Oh, you know,
I mean,
hear with the coronavirus, they're cracking down on people putting personal effects and knickknacks on their desk. Did you have a dust-up about the cactuses? I remember you collected those cactuses.
Well, it was.
Cacti.
I burned it that silly.
Stupid cunt.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
They, it was something they saw, you know, during a Zoom call, but it wasn't a salt shaker shaped like a cactus, if that's
something else on your desk.
Yeah. On my desk.
Were you looking at some Fox News stuff? I assume that it was, you know, probably verboten over there to look at Fox News. Maybe on the browser
personal.
Or something.
No, no. Yeah. I watch Tucker every night just to kind of monitor it. They know that.
Sure.
It wasn't so much political. No.
Well, gosh, Jeffrey. I mean, what happened? We're so sorry to hear it. And I get it. So they're sending you on an investigative what do you call it? A report, an investigative report to the Yukon Territory?
Yeah. No, I'm just going there to get a little R&R. You know?
Oh, yeah. Well, post election, you got to relax, man. I bet I heard the election results went on for days. You were probably up for, you probably got 1 hour sleep, you know, on the air like that, analyzing the results.
Oh, yeah. I was up all right.
Oh, boy. We bad.
I can't imagine how hard that was.
Oh, I was up. I was good and up. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you seem hungry, Jeffrey. I have some snacks. Do you need anything? I have jerky. Mm. I have, let's see. Yogurt.
Yeah,
it's actually gazelle jerky from Mozambique.
Yeah, it's delicious. Yeah. Girthy.
Yeah, I'm having trouble eating. You know, I love my job over there at the New York New Yorker magazine and CNN and all that for all those years. You know, so many years over there.
Oh my God, I got a whole bunch of articles ready to go that I saved from what I missed when I was in Mozambique.
Yeah, I won't be working for either one of those entities anymore. So I'm a little.
Did something? I don't mean to be indelicate. Did something go wrong?
Well, you know, we were doing a Zoom call and
we've done that.
I tried Zoom.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing about Zoom is you're really inviting every one of your colleagues you're on the Zoom call with into your personal space. You know,
I mean, imagine how intimate it is. I mean, here you all are just, you know, looking at each other in, you know, bathrobes, perhaps.
Yeah.
Oh, Carl.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I didn't mean to be racy. I'm sorry. That's a little.
Carl. Okay. We don't want to embarrass Jeffrey. Okay.
Yeah. I wish it was a bathrobe.
With the racy talk.
Yeah. It'd be nice if it was a bathrobe.
Sorry. What?
I'm saying it'd be nice if it was just the bathrobe.
Jeffrey, were you wearing a ladies' nightgown?
Was there a wardrobe malfunction?
No, the gym shorts came down by themselves. I mean, with a little help from me, I should say.
You know, Jeffrey, we've heard about, in Mozambique one time, Carl was sitting at the table and got a whole mess of carpenter ants that got in a hole in his pocket. He had to rip his shorts down and run outside. Oh, I hope that didn't happen to you.
Yeah, well, some of that happened to me.
I was the only one wearing clothes, so it wasn't odd. I mean, I just sort of joined the group.
I did have to rip my shorts off, yeah.
Oh, Jeffrey.
Yeah.
I'm sure your employer understands if it's an emergency situation.
Sure, and I hope you sought medical attention quickly.
It was more of a self-inflicted wound. Little less carpenter ants and a little more at my own hands. Or I should say hand, singular.
Carl.
Did you hurt your hand?
Carl. I think he's a cutter. Remember Susie's stepdaughter?
Oh, yeah, we saw that.
Remember, like her stepdaughter? Yeah, yeah. I think he's a cutter.
Yeah, I can hear you whispering. I can hear you whispering.
Are
you a cutter? Are you a cutter, Jeffrey?
No, I'm a little more of a stroker, I think you would call it.
Not heard of that malady. Oh. What happens? How does that work?
Show us.
You know... You know, you have websites that you really love. You really love certain websites.
Hello, Pinterest, guilty as charged.
Right. Search of LDS.org.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and you know, I love Bring a Trailer a lot, but there's other websites I enjoy, too. And, you know, during this whole COVID thing, it can be so lonely.
Mm. Oh, so like a meetup site, a networking kind of like LinkedIn.
Yeah, like wants to learn how to do sourdough starter together?
How do you spell meet?
The normal way. Were you mentoring someone? You're a good guy, Jeffrey.
Yeah, I got a little fella that I like to impart wisdom to that I like to keep kind of close to me. So there's an element of that.
Yeah.
I was.
I'm so glad you held on to those values, Jeffrey.
Yeah, I'm really sorry.
Hold on to them tight.
Yeah, really grip them hard.
Yeah, grab on. Don't let go.
Don't let go.
Yeah, I'm really sorry I got to the airport so early.
I was going to say, flight to Alaska is leaving soon.
You never know with the weather over there. I just want to play.
Jeffrey, we got plenty of time. It's just so great to see you. And I'm sorry, you were saying?
I was saying that. You know, I'm not as strong as you guys are. I don't have the religious base, you guys. You know that some. You know how they say the devil makes work for idle hands.
Don't we know it? That's why we're in Mozambique.
In this particular case, I think it would be the devil makes work for idle hand.
Oh, well, I suppose that's a phrase I've not heard.
I was
Jeffrey. Jeffrey,
yeah.
did you give someone the finger?
Oh.
Oh, no.
Redette, please.
Oh, dear. Please don't say yes.
I gave myself the 5-finger discount.
Hmm. Is that something the kids are saying these days?
Is that like, give me, sorry, but you Jeffrey. High-fived yourself.
I was stroking my pud.
Oh, how is your pug?
Yeah, I was going to say, the little smushed face and the snorting.
No,
I don't let Raffles in the room when I'm Zooming. That would be inappropriate.
You're stroking her behind the ears. Yeah, get her in there.
Oh, no, she loves that.
I said pud.
Did you say pod? You're doing a podcast? I got to tune in. We had a 15-hour flight from fucking
Mozambique. We've heard about those. Those are fun. They're not
sound starter. Sorry. I don't know how you guys talk. I was beating my meat.
Oh, so you were Zooming from the kitchen?
Yeah, I thought that you were.
I have a tenderizer. You don't need to use your hand. You know, they sell them cheap on Amazon.
Yeah, the mallet thing is really
I don't know
yeah,
why
you
I
just
keep
pound
going.
It. You can do textured or flat.
I don't know why I keep going down this road, but I was choking my chicken.
Again,
he loves cooking.
We don't judge, and if you're cleaning it too, then it's God's will that the chicken dies. And
he
that
had
you
a good life,
it.
And now he's providing for your family.
I was doing the five knuckle shuffle.
Ooh, oh, you know what? I've seen that the kids from Fortnite do that little, the floss, the five
TikTok,
knuckle shuffle.
Yeah,
all right, let me see if I can just get clear here for a second. You know, I do have a pug. That was coincidental. But you understand, I don't have a monkey, right?
I think it's illegal to have
a monkey. I know
your
family to raise monkeys, yeah.
Yeah. I was spanking the monkey.
Oh, well, speaking of Mozambique, you got to get those monkeys away from the cabins. They will wreak havoc. They'll take anything that's not tied down.
Carl spanked so many monkeys in Mozambique. That was
weird.
The only way to keep them out of our cabin.
I'm not really a believer in corporal punishment, but you know, how to teach them a lesson. Otherwise,
Carl would run into the village square spanking monkeys.
You know, I don't have a gherkin, right? Are there gherkins in Mozambique?
They're hard to come by.
All right, I was jerking the gherkin.
You know, I've heard from Deborah. You remember Deborah? There's a cookbook, a Jamaican food cookbook.
All right, hold on.
You can jerk anything.
You know I'm vegan, right?
I'd heard
after
that.
The chicken?
I'm vegan.
New vegan.
I've been vegan for for 13 years. Okay. I was bopping my bologna. Okay?
Is that like the Beyond Burger, the bopped bologna?
The Beyond Bologna?
Like, oh, there's the Impossible Burger, the Beyond Burger, and there's the, is it the bopped, you're saying the bopped burger? The bopped bologna.
All right, you two. I was masturbating. Okay, forget it. I was masturbating. Are you fine? Are you satisfied?
With the chicken and the gherkin and the bologna? That's a lot of... props.
Those are euphemisms.
Jeffrey, we gotta go. We gotta get back to Utah.
Right. Well, hold on.
Carl, come on. Come on. Carl, come on. Stop talking to him.
I want the yogurt. End scene. Thank you. It was powerful.
Gina with the chicken.
All right. So when I was sitting around this morning at 8, I was thinking, what if you ran into this couple from Utah and they could have a conversation?
Was it everything you hoped it would be?
It was more than I hoped it would be. All right. Let me hit stamps.com here. Stamps.com. This holiday season, more people will be mailing stuff than ever. Post office is going to be busy. Don't have time for that. Stamps.com. Brings the post office and UPS shipping right to your computer. We've used it here for well over 2 years, merch and books and paperwork. Whether you're a small office sending out invoices or online seller shipping orders during record-setting holidays, you want to be with Stamps.com. They'll offer 5 cents off every first-class stamp and 40% off priority mail. Up to 62% off UPS shipping rates as well. No wonder over 900,000 small businesses already use Stamps.com, right, Dawson?
Don't spend a minute of your holiday season at the post office this year. Sign up for Stamps.com instead. There's no risk. With promo code Adam, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in Adam. That's Stamps.com. Enter Adam. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
All right. The schedule's a little compressed today, so we'll take a quick break, and we'll come back and do the news right after this.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral, all those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gino Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Deep news with Gino Grad.
The news with Gino Grad.
Well, I'll skip the Tubin story and we'll go right to the Super Bowl halftime show. Obviously, Super Bowl is going to look a little different this year, but they have decided who will be performing at halftime. It will be The Weeknd.
How nice. The Weeknd. Somewhat old and irrelevant.
He'll be performing during the Pepsi Super Bowl halftime show. It's going to NFL and Pepsi. He'll take the stage at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa Bay, Florida, Sunday, February 7th, 2021. Game will air on CBS.
You know, it'd be funny if the male acts. So last year we had Shakira and Beyonce, was it?
J-Lo.
Oh, J-Lo, sorry.
Yeah.
But you know how now with the women, the acts are always sort of hypersexual, like everyone's super tight shit, butt hanging out. Like
there was a stripper pole.
Stripper pole and like twerking and everything.
Yeah.
Yep.
The males should just do the exact same thing. Like,
go full any
go out there and Sacha Baron Cohen's like one piece, you know, neon green bikini right. thing and just start shaking his balls and ass. And
all look for Bono.
Could you imagine... Could you imagine if they just went, all right, well, that's what they do. We're going to do that. I got my female backup singers, but you guys get down on your knees and I'll just rub my sack on your forehead. Like, how insanely outrageous would it be? Like, they wouldn't even have to exaggerate what Shakira and J-Lo did. Like,
no, just do the dance.
Just do a straight one for one or a male version of that.
That would be a hate crime.
That would be
confused kids.
That would be so insane. And also, it shows us how our society works, right? Like, you know, Shakira and J-Lo, it's like, look at them shaking their ass, looking good. Who's a better ass shaker, Shakira or J-Lo? But it'd be so insane if you just pictured a male act doing the same thing.
Well, you're absolutely right. And hasn't it always been with the motion picture television grading system that a naked woman is an R? A naked man is an X or an NC-17.
Frontal nudity. Yeah.
Jeffrey Toobin exposing himself as an R. Jeffrey Toobin beating off as a hard X.
Hard X.
Hard.
So, everybody look forward to that.
Does The Weeknd have a bunch of hits or some hits?
I think so.
He has enough for a halftime show.
Is his... thing
he has good hair.
Does he still have the black version of the flock of seagulls hair, or did he change that?
Doesn't he have Adam Duritz's hair from Counting Crows?
He had it. He had it way up, way up and back.
Like, okay. Bouffant.
Yeah,
it was like that, but now pictures I'm seeing, it's like more like a mini fro.
You should be able to find a flock of seagull and a Weeknd thing, and I bet they got the same hairstylist, or they had the same hairstyle. So, yes, that was his thing. Now, we'll see how he does. I don't know. I'm trying to think. Do we want young and cool, or do we want you two or whomever?
I feel like I've seen, and I saw nothing, the vague memory, when they have a newer act, like a less established act, usually they bring out someone like a Prince or whoever, you know what I mean, to guest.
Aerosmith.
Something like that. And now I could be completely wrong, but I feel like that's been done a few times.
Maybe formatically, with all the pomp and circumstance and all the people out on the field and all the dancers and everything, maybe it's all just going to stay young from this point on. Like I don't know when the Rolling Stones played, but it wasn't that long ago.
It was semi-recently.
It was. And wasn't last year when everybody bowed out, like Maroon 5 was going to do it, and then they bowed out, and nobody wanted to be – NFL was a little too third rail on. So are we done with that now?
I guess.
We've moved on.
I thought Maroon 5 did it the year before.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
Oh, maybe. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm thinking the wrong. But I know that some people were like, I'm not.
This might have been 2 years ago out. With Maroon 5.
Oh, maybe.
I think your story is overall correct. Yeah.
There's something to do with Maroon 5 and nobody wanting to do that halftime show.
Yeah. I guess we're past that now.
Okay, good to know. Well, in other NFL news, according to a new study, the NFL will lose about $2.7 billion in revenue because there aren't many, if any, fans going. Clearly, the league is doing all they can to keep playing the games. There's so much money at stake. They're losing a bunch at the stadiums.
NFL over the entire year.
Right. Yeah. As long as the games go on, they can still get the TV revenue. But as far as, you know, in stadium purchases, they're going to lose almost $3 billion.
I wonder how the ratings are doing this year. I know the NBA dropped off a lot. MLB, I don't think, dropped off as much. And NFL, probably less. I'm trying to think. I think the NBA with the Black Lives Matter, you know, stenciled on the court and everything, I think they just got too political. And that was some of it. I think it pissed off some of their audience. But the NFL's been keeping it, they've been keeping the politics out of it for the most part. MLB kind of did it, but I know the NBA was down a lot. I don't know if, I don't know what other leagues have been doing. I'd be curious what the TV ratings are.
Since each sport restarted, the NBA, NHL, baseball, regular season and playoffs, tennis, everything, college football, have all had ratings declines of at least 25% compared with last year.
It seems like everything is down.
Do people miss? So when you watch a game and there's nobody in the stands, does it have that weird effect like porno with a condom?
100% yes.
You should be enjoying this. I know, but I just don't like it as much. And you're like, well, what's that have to do with what's going on the field? And it's
still going in.
Yeah, I know, but I'm kind of bumped.
I watched the USC opener this last weekend, and it was against Arizona State, 9 in the morning, 0 fans in the stadium. It's a 92, the Coliseum fest 90,000 people, and they had 0 fans in the stadium. Credit to the sound effects guy. He actually made it sound okay, but it's just, it feels like a scrimmage, or it feels like some version that we don't respond to.
But haven't people been so starved for this, for sports, like they've been saying for 8 months that people were tuning into Japanese softball, that they would be thrilled to have this?
Yes, but I'm a hardcore USC fan. Imagine the casual fan who might tune in or might not. Mm. Like, they're not tuning in.
Yeah, also, this is a New York Times article I'm referencing, but they also said that because all the sports were on at the same time, everyone was kind of competing against each other then.
Oh, that's
football's
true.
Actually doing okay now.
Oh, because basketball's so late. Yeah.
I don't get with the Coliseum. It's a day game, right?
It's a morning game.
Morning game. Why was it? What time is it? Say 9?
Gary may know or Chris may know, but it was some sort of TV deal. Actually, kind of worked out well. I think the ratings were higher than they normally would have been. But yes, it was some sort of TV deal.
In a stadium that holds 90,000 people, why can't we let 10,000 people in
or
and let them
just the families of these, you know, 80-something kids? Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Well, yeah, because you can go across the street from the Coliseum and walk down sidewalks and downtown with plenty of people on them and eat at restaurants where you sit 5 feet from the other couple out on the patio. Like, you can't be more outside than the Coliseum, and you can't have more potential for safe distancing than the Coliseum.
Oh, yeah.
Because
you can spread them out really.
Yeah, and even if you let 10,000 people into that place, you could still spread it out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. They should just let the families. There's a lot of what I fear most about the world we're sort of living in is these sort of like decrees. You know what I mean? Like no one's going to come into the Coliseum because we have a zero tolerance. And it's like, well, what about the families of the players? That all total, there might be 250 people. We could spread that out over 90,000 seats. No, because nobody can come in.
Yeah.
That's kind of where we're at. This is our thing with the rules now, and it's just because it was written, because Barbara Ferrer, who doesn't care about college football, said no. Now we're just no. Yeah. And there's no the thing that sucks is there is no pleading your case.
There's no appeals court.
No.
And you couldn't say, well, the beaches are crowded. There's plenty of people on the beach. Is what's so the airport? The airport is 9 miles away from the Coliseum. That's teeming with human beings. What would be so dangerous about? And that's indoors. Why not just let them? Because nobody can go in the Coliseum. That's
seems
the
like
answer.
A no-brainer.
I know.
Yeah,
right. But here we are.
Well, just to double down on that a little bit, and obviously this is inside, but still huge, at least four NBA teams will not allow fans back into arenas in any capacity next month. The NBA reportedly sent out a memo Wednesday with protocols to all 30 teams with eligible markets to host fans, ooh, according to CBS.
You know, it's really going to hurt here. The guys, you know, the NBA, fine, no one coming to stands, no concessions, no ticket prices, none of the, no merch.
No parking.
But the team that's really going to get – but the NBA still gets all the TV ad revenue and licensing deals and all that kind of stuff. The team that's really going to take it on the chin is the Harlem Globetrotters. That franchise needs a full house. I mean, everything they do is about ticket sales.
I can't believe they didn't bother without fans.
The Generals want to win.
And how much, you know, you could imagine that LeBron, with no fans, could still go hard into the paint and dunk the ball. But when you're doing the confetti bucket trick and there's nobody in the stands.
That's a hard one to pull off.
That's a tough one to pull off. That is a tough one.
You
got to
be a real performer.
Yeah.
Got to commit.
Also, like,
from the boys.
It's got to be a weird discussion. Like, are we going to do the bit today? We're going to do the gag where I do the free throw and then you come up behind me and you pull my shorts down and then I'm wearing the boxer shorts with the hearts on them? Or we're not still going to do that, right? Oh, yeah,
it's
no.
It's part of the bit. Yeah, it's part of the
show.
Game.
But the
show must go on.
But there's nobody here.
Hey, are you a pro or not? Look me in the eyes right now.
I'm not hearing a lot of commitment on your part.
I wish I was a fucking pro. If I wasn't cut from the Suns 4 years ago, yes, I would be a goddamn pro. We wouldn't have this conversation about you pulling my pants down during a free throw, which would rarely happen in the NBA, if ever.
If ever.
I'd have to really go back and look and see if that's ever happened.
Yeah, I'm just saying, Meadowlark's son. I'm just saying, Meadowlark Jr. Look, I'm a team player, but... The whole effect of you pulling my shorts down and exposing me in my underpants is to embarrass me in front of the crowd. You already know I'm wearing the boxer shorts with the hearts on them. So who are we entertaining here?
All right, listen here, Curly Jr.
Yeah.
Maybe there's one person who doesn't know you're wearing those heart boxer shorts.
All right. Can I tell you this? I chafed so much in those novelty boxing shorts, boxer shorts with the hearts on them, running up and down the court every time. How about I just wear my boxer briefs? I've got some Tommy Johns. I'll just leave those on. Meet me in the middle. You can do the thing where you pull the shorts down, and I'll just wear my boxer briefs. How about that?
Sorry, I know I work in the front office, and I'm not on the court with you guys, but as a woman, I could say that's not funny. That's just sexy, and we're not doing sexy here. We're doing funny, just comedy.
We're not doing anything here. We're doing nothing here. There's nobody in the stands. I don't even know why we're doing this.
I see people roaming around. There's people in the rafters fixing the lights. There's somebody dealing with the HVAC. I see them.
It violates the spirit of the bit, but if you have boxer briefs with hearts, I'll consider it.
I can go online, but I all right, but we're not going to do the confetti bucket trick, are we? This
like hell you're not.
What am I going to do with all this confetti?
Listen, Cheryl Swoop's daughter.
You know how many party cities I had to go to get all this confetti?
Yeah. Yeah. you know, I'm just feeling like maybe we should just call it a day with this game. I mean, the Washington Generals, the bus hasn't even arrived. I don't think, I think this is what we'd call a charade.
Well, really, what we do is a charade.
Yeah, it's all a charade.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna go get really drunk. I'll see you guys on the court.
I'll see you on the
perfect.
Court.
Perfect. We have it any other way.
All right.
So that includes the Lakers. No fans. And do you want to know if you're curious when fans can come back to see Laker games? It is until further notice.
Yeah.
And that season starts December 22nd.
December 22nd. Man, they're going to be right back. You have a quote of Aaron Rodgers complaining about NFL protocol, Max Spada?
Yeah, this is Aaron Rodgers on the Pat McAfee show just complaining about the COVID protocol at the NFL.
They're watching everything, and if there's a lapse in protocol, you can get fined. Obviously, you've seen teams get fined already, and individual coaches and players get fined for breaking protocol. I mean, there's one person tables in the lunchroom. There's plexiglass or whatever the hell it is between our lockers. We have like offense, defense in the locker room. So, I'm not sitting next to, Tim Boyle and getting to shoot the shit with him after a meeting or before or after practice. I mean, I can barely even talk to Warren, who's my locker mate, because, there's a partition between us. I have to like lean out over it. And half the time you can't hear what I'm saying, I think. So it definitely puts a strain on that, locker room conversation, camaraderie. I think obviously the proponents of all that say it's necessary to get us to the finish line and to the season. I think there's a lot of questions about, is this, are we doing all this based on science and it's all necessary?
Yeah. Is he joking?
I mean, there's some interesting conversations to be had down the
line. Well, he is bringing Kenny's dad, South Park's picture.
A couple positive tests in the last few weeks. That yeah, I'm sorry, that puts you in this protocol to where, now we're wearing masks down at in the weight room, down to practice, have the little shield stuff.
Hold on, can I ask you why you just mentioned that? Because you're not talking about the real world, you're talking about in sports, I think. AJ Dillon had it for the entire game, played an entire game with it, and nobody else had a positive. Now we're hearing that other people played with it. Vance McDonald, who's sitting next to Ben on the plane and in the locker room, Ben's had a negative test. So I would assume that in the locker room, not just yourself, there's a lot of people going like, okay, so these people literally played an entire day. We didn't have the plexiglass there. Are we doing, maybe let's be safe, but maybe we're overdoing it a bit, and can we adjust that at the time? Because it feels like it's going the opposite direction. It's getting like stricter and stricter as it goes, when it feels like there's an opportunity to potentially lighten that up a little bit inside the confines of the little mobile bubble you guys have.
No, I'm not saying that, Ben. I'm definitely not saying that. Not saying it would lighten anything up.
They should put a plexi between the offensive and defensive line.
Yeah,
I would watch that.
Breathing right into each other.
Now, basically,
he goes on to say about like, why can we dap a guy after a game, but we can't eat at the same lunch table as a teammate?
Yeah, he's saying there's a hypocrisy to it. We can, so there's stuff we can control and stuff we can't control. So the stuff we can control, we over control it, and you take like NFL and a Black Lives Matter rally or march or a Biden celebration or an outdoor whatever, people taking to the streets or whatever. We can control the shit out of every business in this town. We control them. And so we control them down to the last fiber and micron. But then when everyone hits the street and has a big rally, we can't control it. So we go, all right, well, we can't control that. Football is a contact sport where people are rubbing and spitting and snarling at each other 20 the entire game. So that we have, and then you go to the lunchroom and the lunch tables are 9 feet apart. I think that's basically what he's saying. Like we do so much controlling on the stuff that we can control, and then there's just shit. I mean, this whole experiment could be broken down into, here's what we can do. We can shut the parks. We can control you. By the way, shutting the fucking parks. Really? Was that ever a good fucking idea? That's So we can shut the parks. We can shut the businesses. And we'll do that. Thanksgiving, we can try, but it's not going to work. Everyone's just going to fucking do whatever they want in Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So I think when you live in a world like Aaron Rodgers, where you have all these crazy protocols, and then you just go out in the field and put your hands all over each other and try to kill each other, probably feels like a little over control versus the out of control actual football game. All right, Gina, what else?
Well, this is interesting, and this is the sci-fi future we're about to step into. So let me give you a little preview. Ticketmaster has been working on a framework for post-pandemic fan safety that uses your smartphone. Now, you think you've seen all the movies. This is about to be our reality. So you're basically going to have to verify your vaccination status or test negative with your phone before you'll be let into an event. This is what we're going to toward the future for. Billboard.com wrote this. So here's how it's going to work if it's approved. After purchasing a ticket for a concert, fans would need to verify that they've already been vaccinated, which will last for 1 year, because nobody's saying this is a lifetime vaccination, or test negative for the coronavirus approximately 24 to 72 hours prior to the concert. Once the test is complete, the fan would instruct the lab to deliver the results to their health pass company, Clear or IBM or whatever. If the tests are negative or the fan is vaccinated, the health pass company will verify the attendee's COVID status to Ticketmaster, which would then issue the fan the credentials needed to access the event. If the test is positive or you didn't get your verification status, you are just not allowed in.
This is going to end up like the fucking no-fly list at the airport. Mm. My name's somehow going to get onto this list of can't attend a concert, and I'm going to never be able to get my name off it because some guy named Alan Carrillo flunked his test. Right. Where are you guys in terms of your home and your protocols and whatever as far as COVID goes? Where are you from the peak of the panic of the pandemic, let's say, you know, end of March, you know, right, when everyone was like taking their shoes off and wiping everything right down and wiping every package down with Purell and washing their hands 15 times a day? Where are you from then to now? And it can be the same. I'm just curious. Has it dropped off?
No, we're the exact example you gave, which was back in March or April. We were wiping down the grocery delivery or the Amazon package with a little, you know, wipe, whatever, Clorox wipe or whatever. And now we're a little more, you know, catch as catch can with that kind of stuff because more information has come to light and we feel more comfortable.
What would you give yourself? If you gave yourself 100%, where are you now?
What does 100 represent? Like super, super vigilant about
the
safety?
Most. Yeah.
At your highest,
you were 100%.
At highest, yeah, we were in the 90s probably, and now probably.
Well, I'm putting you at 100% of what doing.
Oh, my, sure, on the curve, sure, my 100%. Yeah, yes. We're about mid-60s.
Mid-60s, Gina?
Yeah, we're going out outdoor restaurants and stuff.
First of all, I was done going into grocery stores and stuff. I didn't want to. Mm-hmm. When Whole Foods says the whole store is 50% off, you try to keep me at home. So now obviously I'm doing that more. And my big thing I haven't gotten sick this whole year. So I've been very fortunate. I am just so afraid something's going to stick to me and hurt somebody else that I'm just trying to dodge everything, wipe everything down. I still don't, if I wear clothes because I have to go into the newsroom, but I'm the only one there, and then I come home, but I'm sitting in a chair everyone's sat in, I won't wear those pants. I put those right in the hamper as opposed to like, I get a wear or two out of those. I don't want to sit on anything at home until I change. Mm-hmm. And that might be psychological, but otherwise I'm not wiping down groceries anymore.
So if you're at you're 100% at your peak, where are you now?
70?
Oh, okay.
65, 70?
All right.
It's about the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still go to physical therapy twice a week, and that place, you know, everyone's touching each other, and they're right. All touching. They're cleaning equipment between, but, you know, it's all shared stuff, and it's just a calculated risk. I feel like right. That's beneficial. I need to go.
All right, Gina, I got Jim Gray waiting, so can we bring it home?
Oh, we got plenty. Don't worry. We'll wait on everything. We'll do it next week. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news. Gina Grad!
That was the news with Gina Grad.
Yeah, Liquid IV. Well, we're looking at. Yeah, Max Bat, I appreciate that, but it's hard when try to time
sorry.
It a little bit.
Sorry.
Yeah, we're looking at the Weeknd and Flock of Seagull guy's hair.
That was great.
When I said he was the Black Flock of Seagulls guy, I wasn't off.
No,
there.
You were not
no longer
tales.
Like that, though. He kind of looks like a younger Lenny Kravitz now.
I understand that, Max Pata, but the joke I was making
Was, I get it. I,
okay.
Confirmed.
Yeah, thank you. But it's important to know he doesn't look that way now. All right, that's a Dr. Drew move. Maybe even a Dr. Bruce move.
How dare you?
Oh, no.
Being compared to two physicians, you have a ninth grade education and you're offended? Yeah, you may be marginally offended. When I tell Drew, he's going to be ripped shit.
Walk off the show.
Yeah.
Storm out.
Everybody loses with that.
All right. Let me hit Liquid IV. Oh, man. It is time to get some Liquid IV. I had some this morning. Flu season's around the corner. Winter's approaching. More important ever, stay strong and keep that immune system working. Liquid IV. These guys created a hydration multiplier and immune support as well. I had night sweats, and which I have semi-frequently, a weird thing where I just wake up in the middle of the night and I've been sweating right through my sheets, and I've been drinking a ton of Liquid IV. I keep it by the side of my bed, pull the packet, shake it up, put it in the water bottle, shake that up. Cutting edge blend of vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc. Got to get your zinc now as well. And again, I drank Liquid IV about 2.5 hours ago. So with every purchase, Liquid IV donates a serving to respond to COVID-19 to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, active military. It's Liquid IV, right, Dawson?
Liquid IV's new hydration multiplier plus immune support is available at Walmart. Order online and get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code Adam at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code Adam at liquidiv.com. Get better hydration today at liquidiv.com. Promo code Adam.
All right. We'll talk to legendary sportscaster and journalist and reporter and producer Jim Gray right after this.
Support for this podcast comes from Pluto TV. Ready to get away from it all? Free yourself with Pluto TV. Stream hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and shows all for free. Yeah, free. No contracts, no subscriptions, no fees. Imagine 24/7 channels of Narcos, CSI, Star Trek, Survivor, and everything else from hit movies to binge-worthy TV shows, the latest news, live sports, comedy, and more. What are you waiting for? Download the free Pluto TV app for Android or iPhone and start watching now. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.